Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at the passive voice in the present, past and future simple tenses. Specifically those, present, past and future simple. So first of all, what is the passive voice and why do we use it? Well, we have the passive voice and we have the active voice. The active focuses on the person or the thing doing the action. For example, Dave listens to music. Dave listens to music. Here we are focusing on Dave and the action that he does. So we use the active. The passive doesn't focus on that person, the person doing the action, but the person or the thing that is affected by the action. For example, a passive sentence could be, this house was built 100 years ago. This house was built 100 years ago. Here we're focusing on the house, not on the person who did the action of building the house. So we use the passive because maybe the agent, which is the word for the person doing the action, maybe that person is not important. Or we don't know who it is, or it's obvious. So our focus, our emphasis, is on the person or the thing who is affected by the action. So that's a very quick explanation of what the passive voice is. Now let's look at the structure of a sentence in the passive. What do we need? Well, for a passive sentence, we need a variation of the verb to be, and we need the past participle of the verb. With the passive, we always need the past participle. So this is a really good opportunity for you to go through all of those irregular verbs that I'm sure you've looked at a million times, just to make sure that you know the correct past participle of all those verbs that we use. So as I said, we're going to focus on the simple tenses, the present simple, past simple, and future simple, and let's start with the present simple. So the structure of a passive sentence in the present simple is a variation of the verb to be, is, am, or are, depending on who the person is or who the thing is, and then the past participle. So if we're talking about me, for example, well, we say I become the subject, I am, and then the past participle. For example, I am paid on the first day of the month. I am paid on the first day of the month. Now, the active of this would be my company pays me on the first day of the month, but it's obvious who pays you. It's the company. So here we use the passive. I am paid. Another example, the museum is visited by over 1 million tourists every year. The active version of this sentence would be over 1 million tourists visit the museum every year. Both of these sentences are fine. They're possible. They're suitable. It depends what we want to emphasize. Do we want to talk about the museum and the fact that the museum is visited by over 1 million tourists? Or are we more focused on the tourists and how many tourists visit the museum? That kind of depends on the context of the conversation. On to the past simple. The structure of this in the passive is was or were plus the past participle. For example, this photo was taken in 1994. This photo was taken in 1994. Maybe we don't know or it's not important who took the photo, so we use the passive. We would use the active if the person who took the photo, the photographer, was important. Your father took this photo in 1994. That's the active because, for whatever reason, it's important to state that it was your father who took the photo. Another example, we were told to move our car. This is the passive, and the active would be the police, maybe. The police told us to move our car. Again, is it obvious that it's the police? Do we need to mention that it was the police who told us to move our car? Could be. If it's very important to say it was the police and that's the most important thing, then we would use the active. The police told us. But if it's obvious or we don't want to say who did it, we would use the passive. We were told to move our car. And finally, the future simple. And the structure of this is will be plus the past participle. For example, the package will be delivered this afternoon. We use the passive because, well, it's relatively obvious who will deliver the package, probably the postman. But if we wanted to specify that it was the postman, then we would use the active, which is the postman will deliver the package this afternoon. Another example, you will be given a tour of the city. This is the passive. The active, the tour guide will give you a tour of the city. Again, maybe it's obvious, or we don't know exactly who will give the tour. So it's better, in this case, to use the passive. Right, I'm going to give you now three sentences, all in the active voice, and I want you to turn it into the passive. And then afterwards, I'll tell you the correct answers. In each case, you don't need to mention the agent, the person who did the action. So here are your three sentences. The first one is in the present simple. Street artists decorate the walls with graffiti. Street artists decorate the walls with graffiti. Number two is in the past simple. The taxi driver drove John to the airport. The taxi driver drove John to the airport. And number three is in the future simple. The teachers will test the children on their speaking skills. The teachers will test the children on their speaking skills. Right, I'm going to give you the answers now. So if you need a bit of time, if you haven't written your answers yet, then pause the podcast. Here are the answers. The first one is the walls are decorated with graffiti. Number two, John was driven to the airport. And number three, the children will be tested on their speaking skills. It's important to note that when we use the passive, we don't need to mention the agent, the person or thing who did or is doing or will do the action. The most important thing is the person or the thing who is affected by the action. Right, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Okay, have a great day, and I'll see you for another podcast next time.